How many social profiles do you need? Hi, this is Denise Wakeman, your online visibility mentor. You can find me on the web at denisewakeman.com. So really, how many social profiles do you need? Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Ning, Foursquare, Flickr, Amazon. On every social networking site you join, and most e-commerce sites now, you have the opportunity to add a profile and links to your other social sites, your blog, and website. The limitation of these profiles is that they are inextricably linked to that specific social networking site. That has given rise to numerous sites that will aggregate your social info and create a unique social profile page for you. A few of these include flavors.me, about.me, itsmyurls.com, socialbios.com. As you know, I'm a very active experimenter, so I try most of those that cross my virtual path. When you click on any of these or go to any of those sites, you'll see you have the option to post your bio, a photo, and various links to your social networking profiles. All of them offer a free version, and most offer an upgrade for a small fee. You can customize the colors, the fonts, and often add a custom background. What's cool about these sites is that you can use them as a one-stop shop to send email to get, or to send email, to send people to get all your contact info. I'm currently using itsmyurls.com and have a unique domain redirecting to that page, which you can check out at http://denisewakeman.info. I've put that URL, the denisewakeman.info URL, on my business cards and on my Twitter profile, which solves the problem of listing every site where you would like folks to connect with you. I also like itsmyurls.com because a QR code is included, so people with a barcode reader on their smartphone can easily get all my contact info as well. Now, a recent addition to the scene is socialbios.com. What caught my eye with this site is that they make it super easy to embed your bio on your Facebook page with an app, as well as on your blog. They take your bio a step further by giving visitors the option to find out mutual connections on other popular social networking sites. And now that brings me back to my initial question. How many social profiles do you need? One could say that you should set up a profile on every site that comes along. I recommend that, and I do that as well, because it protects your name, it makes you findable on that specific site, and it adds to your online visibility with links back to your home base, your blog, and key outposts. Remember, your ideal client hangs out where they are most comfortable, and it may not be on the one site where you decided to post your bio. Having a template that you can use to quickly copy and paste your bio info into each site really helps projects like this be a lot more efficient, and you can hand it off to your virtual assistant. Then decide on the format or the site that you prefer the most and choose that one to promote, like I've done with my profile on itsmyurls.com. So what do you think? How many social profiles do you have set up? Do you promote a social profile so prospects can get all of your contact info in one place? If you'd like more tips like this about boosting your visibility on the web, you can get a free e-course with 7 simple to implement tips at boostyourvisibility.com. Until next time, this is Denise Wakeman. Blog on.